Oracle Health wins VA contract to replace legacy systems at 3 Indiana hospitals. The U.S. healthcare system is absorbing 3 simultaneous shocks in August 2026. The federal government's largest EHR infrastructure push inside the VA, a California regulator preparing to fine hospitals up to 125% of spending overruns, and a federal court closing the door on pharma's last major legal challenge to Medicare drug price negotiations. Together, these developments mark the most concentrated regulatory and operational pressure on healthcare margins in a generation. The Veterans Affairs Department has deployed Oracle Health's electronic health record platform across 3 Indiana hospitals, extending a federal digitization program that carries implications far beyond the Midwest. California's Office of Healthcare Affordability is preparing, as of late August 2026, to adopt penalties that could levy hundreds of millions of dollars against hospitals and other healthcare entities that exceed state-mandated spending growth limits. And on August 24, 2026, Judge Colleen Collar Codley of the U.S. District Court in Washington rejected Merck's challenge to Medicare drug price negotiations, a case that had been pending for more than 3 years. Ben Johnson, Group Vice President for Financial Policy at the California Hospital Association, framed the California situation plainly. They're building the plane while flying it. We know improvements in affordability are needed, but we have serious questions about how and about what the unintended consequences could be under OHCA's rather stringent approaches. For institutional capital, the convergence of federal EHR standardization, state-level spending enforcement, and the collapse of pharma's IRA litigation strategy is not coincidence. It is a structural repricing of healthcare's operating environment, and the private equity firms, strategic acquirers, and credit investors who built return models on the prior regime need to revisit their assumptions now. Oracle's VA expansion concentrates federal EHR leverage in one vendor, the VA's deployment of Oracle Health at 3 Indiana hospitals, advances what has become the largest single-payer EHR consolidation in U.S. history. The federal government's decade-long effort to unify VA health records under a single platform has survived budget scrutiny, congressional oversight, and earlier turbulence under Cerner's pre-Oracle ownership. The Indiana deployments, while not individually large, represent continued forward momentum on a contract that the Congressional Budget Office has previously described in terms of multi-billion dollar lifecycle costs. Specific per-site deployment values for the Indiana facilities were not disclosed in available reporting. The strategic implication for healthcare IT investors is straightforward. Oracle has embedded itself as the operating system of the federal health system. Any commercial health network, integrated delivery network, or regional hospital group that wants interoperability with VA patients faces pressure to align with Oracle Health's data standards. That is a structural moat, not a product feature. What this signals, private equity-backed healthcare IT companies selling competing EHR or interoperability middleware solutions now face a counterparty risk they cannot litigate away. The VA scale, currently serving millions of veterans annually, sets de facto data standards. Investors in companies like those competing on federal health IT contracts should treat Oracle's VA entrenchment as a ceiling on addressable market, not just a competitive nuisance. California's 125% penalty proposal rewrites hospital operating models. The mechanics of California's proposed penalty structure deserve precise attention. Under the framework being considered by the Office of Healthcare Affordability, healthcare entities that spend above the state's annual growth targets could face fines equal to as much as 125% of the excess spending. The baseline growth target was set at 3.5% for the prior year, with a mandated reduction to 3% by 2029. 7 hospitals designated by state officials as particularly expensive face tighter constraints. 1.8% growth in 2026 declining to 1.6% by 2029. Key figure, hospitals accounted for 40% of the increase in U.S. health spending between 2022 and 2024, compared with 11% from retail prescription drugs, according to KFF Health News. That ratio matters enormously for private equity firms holding hospital platform investments. The California regulator is not targeting the entire healthcare stack equally. Hospitals are the primary target, and the seven facilities under enhanced scrutiny face growth caps so tight that any meaningful volume or wage inflation could trigger the penalty mechanism. California's hospital industry has a pending lawsuit challenging the spending limits, but the court outcome in Merck's IRA case, discussed below, signals that judicial relief for regulated industries fighting federal and state cost controls is becoming structurally harder to obtain. Source: California Office of Healthcare Affordability Board presentation, June 2026. As reported by KFF Health News, the California Hospital Association argues that regulators have not accounted for factors outside hospital control, including minimum wage increases, state earthquake retrofit requirements, and the cost of expensive new drugs. Those are legitimate operational arguments. They are unlikely to succeed as a legal defense if the penalty framework is adopted next week, as the OHCA presentation language suggests. Merck's IRA defeat closes the litigation escape valve for pharma. The rejection of Merck's Inflation Reduction Act challenge by Judge Collar Codaly on August 24, 2026, ends more than 3 years of legal uncertainty about whether Medicare drug price negotiations could be blocked through constitutional litigation. The case had been the pharmaceutical industry's most prominent legal test of the IRA's negotiation framework. Its failure removes what many drug company boards had treated as a contingency option. The ruling's investable consequences extend beyond Merck's specific drugs under negotiation. Every large-cap pharma company that had modeled litigation as optionality into its IRA revenue impact scenarios must now mark that option to zero. The practical effect: formulary price concessions on negotiated drugs are no longer deferrable through court delay. For private equity-backed specialty pharma platforms, the calculus is starker. Mid-market drug companies that built acquisition theses around products likely to enter Medicare negotiation cycles in the next 3 to 5 years now face compressed pricing timelines with no judicial backstop. Deal multiples in that segment should reprice accordingly. Terms for deals currently in diligence that include negotiation-exposed assets were not publicly disclosed in available reporting, but the directional pressure on exit multiples is unambiguous. The regulatory compression trade: how these three signals interact investors who view Oracle's VA expansion, California's penalty proposal, and Merck's court loss as separate sector stories are missing the second-order effect. All three developments compress margins from different directions simultaneously. The federal government standardizes technology infrastructure and reduces vendor optionality. State governments cap revenue growth and penalize cost overruns. And courts confirm that price negotiation mechanisms are constitutional and enforceable. The combined effect is a margin vice. Hospital systems face capped top-line growth, rising operating costs from wages and compliance, and now credible financial penalties for noncompliance. Pharma companies face mandatory price concessions with no litigation escape. Healthcare IT vendors face a federally dominant EHR incumbent with VA-scale network effects. The investment implication is not that healthcare is uninvestable. It is that the prior return model, which depended on pricing power, regulatory ambiguity, and litigation optionality, has expired. The next cycle of healthcare returns will accrue to companies that can drive genuine cost reduction, interoperability at scale, and outcomes-based contracting. That is a different set of targets than the ones private equity has favored over the past decade. The Placamium view the market is treating these three August 2026 developments as parallel tracks. Plaquemium reads them as a single convergent policy signal. The era of healthcare margin extraction through regulatory arbitrage is closing, and closing faster than consensus expects. The California penalty framework, if adopted, will be watched by at least a dozen other states with similar affordability office structures. The IRA litigation loss at the DC federal level removes the template that state hospital associations were planning to use against their own cost control regimes. Oracle's VA consolidation accelerates a federal interoperability standard that will be used to measure cost and quality outcomes at the facility level, giving regulators data they previously lacked to enforce spending limits with precision. The second order play is not short hospitals or short pharma. It is long the infrastructure that makes cost measurement possible. Oracle's federal position, interoperability platform vendors, and healthcare analytics companies that can provide the compliance and reporting architecture that providers now need are the structural beneficiaries of this regulatory tightening. When regulators gain enforcement tools, the companies that help the regulated comply become essential counterparties. Private equity firms currently holding hospital platforms in states with active affordability office legislation should model a scenario in which California's 125% penalty structure becomes a national standard within 5 years. That scenario is no longer speculative. It is the direction of travel, confirmed by three data points in a single week. The bottom line, three simultaneous developments in August 2026 have materially changed healthcare's operating and investment environment. California is days away from adopting penalty mechanisms that could fine hospitals hundreds of millions of dollars for cost overruns. Merck's loss in federal court confirms that drug price negotiation under the IRA is legally settled. Oracle's VA EHR expansion cements federal technology standards that will enable enforcement of both. Return models built on pricing power, litigation delay, and regulatory fragmentation are structurally impaired. The next healthcare investment cycle belongs to operators and platforms that can demonstrate measurable cost efficiency at scale. Firms that reprice their portfolios to reflect that reality now will hold the advantage when the next deal cycle opens.